welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2181, recorded on Thursday the 28th of July 2022. Your readers today on part one are myself, Alison Aplin.
And Don Cleaver.
You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365 with your views, news and comments. We love to hear from listeners. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, two letters, information desk and two features. Information desk will include a special message from Mark Duff Dick, the watch manager at the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. The first feature looks at the current struggles of Norfolk families trying to cope with the rising cost of living. The second story, in contrast, goes back to 1792 and the start of Startright. Both features will be read by Lorna Jesty. And now here is Don Cleaver to introduce our first set of news stories.
Well, there is no doubt about the hottest story this week. It is the heat and the fires that are resulting from the high temperatures and the lack of rain. A climate change expert, now at the University of East Anglia, said the heat has been brutal. A fire in Ashmanhoe left a couple with only the clothes they were standing in. In Porringland, a man braved flames to save his mother in a wheelchair. The worst fire was in Westview in Porringland, where neighbours reflected on the blaze. In the NNN hospital, there were fears over dangerous temperatures in the maternity suite. At Mousehold Heath, there were reports of people using barbecues in spite of the fire risk. Perhaps the most extraordinary story was the woman driver who trod on some molten tar on the road and got her foot stuck on the accelerator pedal. Fortunately, she just avoided hitting the car in front. Here is Alison with the first of the seven stories on the heatwave.
A scientist has warned that the brutal fires which have battered the country in the past 48 hours are here to stay if urgent action isn't taken. Dr. Charlie Gardner, an associate lecturer in conservation science at the University of Kent, said he never thought he'd see the day when so much of the UK was on fire. It comes after the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service declared a major incident after being called out to more than 70 reports in a single day. Dr. Gardner, who is currently studying for a master's degree in non-fiction writing at the University of East Anglia, added, "It's been brutal. We're seeing temperatures that are smashing all records."
A couple have been left with only the clothes they are standing in after a fire ripped through their home, destroying their possessions and killing their beloved cats. David Culver, 67, was working his morning delivery shift at Sprouston Garden Centre on July the 19th when he received a call that his Ashmanhoe home was on fire. Mr. Culver and his wife Trudy, 58, raced back and watched their home billow black smoke as neighbours tearfully told them that their beloved cats, Phoebe and Treasure, were inside. The Culvers had lived in the house since 2000, adding it was filled with memories and irreplaceable photographs. Mr. Culver said, "We have lost everything. Our beautiful cats, every bit of scrap and paper, our lives just gone."
A heartbroken city man has spoken of how he battled flames in a desperate bid to rescue his wheelchair-bound mother. John Gilbert was born in Westview in Porringland, which was struck by wildfires earlier this week. He lived there for 40 years before moving to nearby Windmill Close. His mother, Jennifer Fox, still lives in the house with John's stepfather, also called John. They were evacuated from the property as flames kept dangerously close as neighbouring woodland burnt. Thankfully, the family escaped with damage to their roof and gazebo and with their garden burned beyond recognition. "I've been to see the other houses," he added. "It's where I used to play as a kid, but they're not there anymore. That was something that got me. I'm not one to be lost for words, but I don't think there are any correct words. I couldn't say anything. It was a close escape for my mum and stepfather, especially from how fast it was spreading. Bricks and mortar can be rebuilt, but lives can't.
Neighbours in the West View, on the edge of Porringland, have reflected on the blaze which ripped through their gardens and homes. James Thornton battled the inferno with neighbours as it swept up their gardens, doing everything they could to protect their homes. The dad of three said, "It's very sad to see what's happened. The fire service was really good, and they were stretched to the limits. We got the big clear-up now, and there are people down the road that have lost everything. Hopefully we can move on and rebuild. It's never going to go away."
A hospital worker has told of concern after the recent heatwave saw temperatures soar to a dangerous 38 degrees centigrade on the maternity ward of the region's largest hospital. As the county experienced its hottest days on record this week, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital took a variety of measures to try and keep its patients cool, including additional refreshment rounds, shutting windows and closing curtains. However, a maternity team member has said that these efforts could not prevent dangerous temperatures for new babies and mums. The Lullaby Trust, a charity which helps new families prevent sudden infant death syndrome, recommends that babies are cared for between 16 degrees and 20 degrees, as they are unable to regulate their own temperature in the same way that adults can.
The parched ground at Mousehole Heath has prompted a plea to visitors not to use disposable barbecues at the moment. It comes after droves of fire broke out across Norfolk during the heat wave, with many people losing their homes. One of the worst impacted villages in Norwich was Porringland, on the outskirts of the city, where two people lost their homes. Those living in the Mousehole area, particularly near the heathland, told this newspaper they are worried a fire may break out, having seen people using disposable barbecues on the heath. They feared, because the grass was so dry, a blaze could quickly spread. Make sure they are safe for visitors and for people who live nearby. Using a barbecue or lighting a fire in any of Norwich's parks and open spaces is not permitted without written consent from the council.
A woman feared she was going to crash into the car in front of her after melted tarmac on the bottom of her shoe stuck her foot to the accelerator. Sue Clamp was driving along the A47 earlier this week when she needed to brake to avoid a car in front of her. However, in the split second she needed to slow her speed, she realised that her shoe was stuck to the accelerator. "When I finally regained control of the car, I stopped and noticed that my shoes had large quantities of tar on the bottom." Mrs. Clamp believes her shoes were smeared in tarmac due to the new surface on her NR3 street, Albany Road. A Norfolk County Council spokesman said the recent heatwave has seen road surfaces across the county reaching more than 50 degrees centigrade.